There are some who think that union with God is not possible in this life. And we're not talking about something physical here, but deep calling to deep. Spiritual union, where two wills are united in common purpose and thought. I and my Father are one. I promised you to one bridegroom, to Christ. The moment we receive Jesus, we receive all we need to live and enjoy the Christian life. Jesus in us is the fullness of God. We're in him, he is in us, and he is in the Father. That makes us double wrapped. But the journey has only just begun. The journey to complete possession, his, of you. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. So says the maiden at the end of the Song of Songs. She's come on a journey into the heart of the beloved, and she started out by declaring that she possessed him. My beloved is mine and I'm his. Goody, goody. She ends knowing she belongs to him and to no other. She's dropped that claim to possess him and allows him to possess her completely. No wonder we see the marriage parallel so often in Scripture. The two shall become one. That's what God's after, that two shall become one. You melded into one, into him. Where does he start and where do you end? You've walked into the glory and been swallowed up in the brilliance. No longer two lives to be lived, but one, his, through you. And you are more than content to have it that way. Someone asked Georgian Banoff, you know, what he was speaking on one evening, and he was heard to say, I don't know, I'm a dead man. No more opinions, no more plans, all is him. Seeing as he sees, speaking what he wants to say. That sounds familiar. Try John 34. John 4:34. Of course, that's what it's all about while we're here, doing what the Father wills. We say it, don't we, on earth as it is in heaven. Pray that easy. We must be about our Father's business, just the same as Jesus was. And he wasn't referring to carpentry. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. But there's only one way to do it. Total consecration. No longer two lives to be lived, but one. The anointing, the indwelling presence, takes everything out of our hands. So, question, how are you doing? Questions, you know, are designed to transform your relationship and your walk with the Lord. A good teacher does their best by questioning the pupils, making them think about what they really know and believe. Questions are designed to transform your understanding of yourself and how you're changing on this journey of discovery. It's not just about your understanding something more about Jesus. You have to see yourself in a new way. So, question, how's it working out for you? How do you see yourself now compared with when we started this journey? How do you see and relate to him now? I'll leave you with that one. Take your time.